Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Talk New York sports on The Fan, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I'm on again while people are not asleep yet. Let's do it. 6:30 to 9 o'clock, KM in the PM. Yeah, something like that. I don't know. 888-808-1019. Hit my line. I mean, last night was a great night for New York baseball and baseball fans. Both teams are handling business as they should be, as we want them to. You know, when you settle down to watch a 7:05 start or even a West Coast start, you just want to have peace. You just want to be able to relax and enjoy the game and not be frustrated. And I think we're getting that from both sides. And, you know, before I talk about how great it was to watch the Yankees destroy Brian Wu and the M's out there in T-Mobile Park, before I talk about Luis Angel Acuna, Mark Vientos, Francisco Alvarez, Pete Alonso, the polar bear, leading the way, doing his thing. Everybody's been talking about the quotes that came out of the Yankees game, and I'm like, why do we got to do this? Why can't we just have a good win, right? If you listened to me last night, I said this is postseason type of baseball. This is going to have postseason energy. This Mariners team, they're fighting for their lives. They've got a good rotation. Like, this guy, Brian Wu, he pitched great in Yankee Stadium. You know, I kind of hyped it up as like, the Yankees better show up and not play down to their competition because their competition is going to be ready for them, right? They fired Scott Servais. They traded for Randy Arozarena, who loves playing against the Yankees. You know, Justin Turner. I mean, the Yankees more than showed up. It was a historic night. It was a good night for many players, which we'll talk through. But man, Yankee fans, the media, we love to just take a little bit of a soundbite and say, oh, what's that mean? And we love having this conversation over and over again. Let's play the comments from Juan Soto last night after he hits his 40th home run, after he hits his 200th all-time, after he homers in all 30 ballparks. Play it, Rami.
Juan, you talked in spring training about wanting to homer in every ballpark. Why was that important to you?
I feel that's, it's a great feeling for me. I think, you know, it's so many different ballparks, so many different dimensions. I just want to get all of them checked in, you know. What a best way to go to the free agency with all 30 homers, all 30 ballparks checking my list.
Okay, so he's checking off his list. He's checking off a goal. Shout out to Hoke. I've had Hoke on. That's my guy. Hoke asked him about spring training back in February. This was a goal of yours, right? Being traded to the New York Yankees, playing in the American League with this balanced schedule now. You know, you're going to get to see these ballparks that you didn't see with the Nationals, you didn't see with the Padres, and you have a chance to homer in all 30 ballparks. It was a goal for this young man. He's done this at 25. He's got lofty goals. He's a World Series champion. We ignore the fact that he's already talked about winning a World Series with these New York Yankees. We ignore the fact that he has talked about what this team has in him. You know, it shows what we've got in us. It shows the fight we have. When he had the walk-off, he talked about them staying together and rallying and believing in each other. He talked months ago about how it's going to take more than two guys, and the team responded. And we forget about how he set an example when he first came in here for guys like Oswaldo Cabrera, Anthony Volpe, and how much these guys talked about his preparation, him in the cage, and what he does to get ready. We forget all about that because all we want to talk about in New York is he going to be a Met? Is he going to be a Yankee? Where's he going to sign? How much is he going to sign for? Listen, why do we have to fast forward to the winter meetings? Why do we have to fast forward to December? This is a wonderful time. We're coming up on the most wonderful time, October. We are about to have October baseball. We have the Mets, who have had a special season, that are getting it done right now without Lindor. You got to believe in this team. My guy, Rami Perdusen, was at the game last night. We'll talk to him in a minute about what the energy was like at Citi Field, despite everybody talking about attendance, which does not matter. We're getting what we want from these teams. Why do we have to go to this conversation that has nothing to do with right now? Here's something that I heard last night where I was like, wait a minute. The captain, Aaron Judge, who hits behind Juan Soto, Stephen A., he's never hit in front of him. The captain talks about Juan Soto, and I mean, these two guys, all they do is gush over each other. These two guys have developed a relationship. They're alphas. They're unicorns. They're the elite of elite. They're in the MVP race. Let's hear what number 99 Aaron Judge had to say about Juan Soto.
I feel like he just got into this game, but what a career he's having, what a year he's having, and looking forward to more of that, you know, the rest of this year and beyond.
Looking forward to more of that the rest of this year. There's only a handful of games left in this regular season. Looking forward to that in the postseason, yes. And beyond, and in the future, potentially next year, and I don't know, the next 12, 13 years. Judge won't be there for all of them, but, you know, you got to think about things outside of Scott Boras and Scott Boras preparing him. And yeah, maybe Scott Boras had a conversation with him and said, hey, Juan, you know that goal you set? Homering in all 30 ballparks? I think he's the seventh fastest to 200, whatever about that. Maybe Scott Boras did plant the seed with them. Hey, it's great to have that accomplishment going into free agency. You've homered in every ballpark, and every team has a shot to bid at you. 888-808-1019. Bid on you, bid at you. You know what I'm saying? Like, every team now has a clip of Juan Soto homering in their ballpark to say, hey, you might look good in our jersey. But again, I just think that this is a young man that has huge goals and is also a student of the game, a fan of the game. And like, I want to see all 30 ballparks. I'm at 17. Hopefully I can see all 30 by the time I'm 45. Juan Soto wanted to homer in all 30 at age 25. And him mentioning free agency, I don't think that means that this guy's focused on free agency. I don't think that means that he's planting a seed like, hey, you're going to have to pay for me. We know that. The guy does what he wants. He literally showed up yesterday. He didn't homer in his first at bat. Everybody knew. You should have been running to the FanDuel app. I didn't get there fast enough to bet on it. This guy does what he wants out there. He can park the ball out of the stadium or out of the field to play because it's something that he wants to do. A guy like that is going to make top dollar. He's going to be one of the highest paid baseball players of all time. And the Yankees know he's going to free agency. You know he's going to free agency. The Mets know. But there's no reason in coming back to this conversation between Mets and Yankees. Oh, well, you hear what he said last night? He's going to the highest bidder. Well, you know Steve Cohen's got the most money. Mets are going to be the highest bidder. There's something to be said about what happens next, folks. The same way that we're watching and we can't wait to see what happens next. Last night was so great because the Atlanta Braves lose. Last night was so great because the Padres lose. You know, we're scoreboard watching. We're looking around. We're counting magic numbers. I do think that whatever happens in this next month of October will play a factor in his decision. 888-808-1019. Do the Yankees get bounced in the first round? Do the Yankees make it to the World Series? Do they make it to the World Series and lose? Do they make it to the World Series and win? I think this is a guy that is enjoying his time in pinstripes. Susan Waldman has seen him and told you so much. I did Susan Waldman's job, and I got to go through the dugout into the back area, saw Juan Soto, dapped him up, said, "You're the man, Juan." That was the day that he hit two homers against the White Sox. Had his Yankee cap to the back. He looked like all smiles, happy to be here in pinstripes. But yeah, the almighty dollar obviously is going to be a deciding factor, and the Yankees can match any offer that anyone puts out there for him. If Steve Cohen and Hal Steinbrenner want to have a measuring contest and go back and forth and back and forth, so be it. But like, we don't have to worry about that until December. 888-808-1019. Let's see what happens here. Let's see if the Mets go on a miracle Mets run. Let's see if the Make It Happen Mets make it happen to the point where they are a hot wild card team that gets to the World Series, potentially wins it. Their brand is certainly more appealing now to a Juan Soto or anyone else. I've talked a lot about how, you know, you can't sell that Mets brand when you're losing. You can't sell that Mets brand when you're not competitive, when you're selling pieces off like last year. And I mean, the pieces that they sold off last year, fantastic. The pieces that you decided to move on from. I don't think any Mets fan right now is like, man, I wish we had David Robertson. I don't think any Mets fan right now is like, this rotation sure could use Max Scherzer. I don't think anybody's wishing that Mark Canna or Tommy Pham or Eduardo Escobar, any of those guys, were still here. Because you have this new Mets team with some of the same faces, some of the same familiar guys, but, you know, some former Yankees, some other guys that came through at the trade deadline. They're making you feel like this is a team that can get hot and can do it. And last night, when you see a young guy like Luis Angel Acuna hit his first homer, a guy that you traded for to get Max Scherzer out of here, he's ahead of schedule. He's here. This is Ronald Acuna's brother. This guy's going to be playing in October. Ronald Acuna's not. 888-808-1019. I mean, if you're a Mets fan, you got to just be hoping that they sweep. And all the talk about ticket sales, I told you guys last night, it's not like the Yankees. If the Yankees ticket office opened their books and put them next to the Mets ticket office, it's not even close. The Yankees can sell 27-time champions. They can sell Monument Park. They can sell Aaron Judge, Juan Soto. And all of the hype off of getting Juan Soto sold a lot of tickets for the Yankees where, yeah, in a Red Sox series last weekend, it's packed. It looks like a postseason environment on Apple TV. But to compare the Mets and say, this is a team fighting for a wild card spot. Where are all the fans? Listen, they're fighting for a wild card spot. It's not guaranteed. That's one thing. And then also, in the offseason, it's hard to sell Mets fans on Adrian Hauser and Joey Wendell. 888-808-1019. Enough with the talk about the attendance. It is what it is. I said last night before I went to break, the tickets aren't free. You can't just walk through the gate. You can't just park your car for free. People are waiting. You think people aren't saving their money? See you later, Alex. You think people aren't saving their money potentially for October if the Mets end up hosting those games? Yeah, then you expect it to be packed. But I remember the Mets being in October 2 years ago, and after they lost the game, the attendance went down in that wild card round. So it's just different. It's a different brand. But I think that there's a future here with David Stearns, a future here with Steve Cohen. Maybe they get Juan Soto, whoever else they get, with Lindor being what he is and young guys like Alvarez and Vientos. There's a future here where they do build a brand where they are selling out late in the season, regardless of where they are in the standings. I just think there's a lot made about, you know, empty seats and not enough people there. So what? People are watching on TV. People are listening on the radio. I heard Howie Rose joke that, hey, maybe people just really like the radio broadcast. And for some people, that is enough. The Mets are handling business without their best player. Guys like Pete Alonso decided to step up, be vocal, and then follow that up with his performance. The Mets have to sweep tonight. Rami, you were in the building last night at Citi Field. Speak to the energy of the fans that did show up. I don't care about who's not there. The Mets fans that are showing up are bought in. They do believe they're riding with this team.
Walking into the building at about 6:50, you felt the energy almost like a playoff game. There was such a hype before the game, like this anticipation that you have when you're going to a big game. It felt like a big game. And the reasons why people aren't going. It's a school night. It's the Nationals. They're not very good. All those reasons. I assume they'll sell out over the weekend. The point is, it didn't matter that all those things to the people who are in the building. Like you said, it felt like a playoff game. The vibe going into it, every pitch mattered. Everyone's hanging on every pitch. And every Alonso about, like we talked earlier, they are dying for this guy to be the man. The Mets fan still loves him. The Mets fan still, and sometimes you need that perspective because you get so lost listening to the callers or the people on the radio here saying.
And you don't see everything on the SNY broadcast. They do a great job, but you can't get the actual real feel of the fans.
And people saying, oh, get rid of him. You know, he hasn't been good enough. This is, no, the fans don't feel that way. The fans still look at him as, and some of my Met fan friends I talk to, they're rooting for him because they want him to break out. They
know. For years, he's been here through every iteration of this team. Guys coming in, making money, leaving, being traded. Pete Alonso is the face of the Mets. I understand the best player is Francisco Lindor, but there are still Mets fans showing up with that number 20 jersey on saying, this is my guy. I want him to carry. There's still a little bit of season left where he can shut people up and prove people wrong, and I hope that he does. I hope that he goes on a tear here. Speaking on going on tears, I mean, Juan Soto slumped, Aaron Judge slumped. They broke out of the slump together, and here they are now. As a Yankee fan watching that game last night, I talked about how Luis Gil yesterday, he's got to show up. He's got to look like the version of himself in the beginning of the year that we saw. He was a little shaky in the beginning, figured it out late. Command has always been an issue with him. But yo, what was Robles doing? I jumped out of my seat in a way almost like when I saw Gerrit Cole do the intentional walk. I'm like, oh, let's go. I mean, I don't know where that comes from. I guess it was just Robles was in his own head. He got hit by pitch. He like walked up to Heel and like tapped him like, I'm all right. I don't know. I've never seen that too. Like, are you going to charge him out and do something to him? Are you mad or what? But man, talk about bailing a guy out in that first inning. Bases loaded, Justin Turner on the mound, a 3-0 count, right? Like, Justin Turner could get a green light, fastball, hit a grand slam. Justin Turner could just be walked and they walk a run in. Victor Robles, I think he had revenge on his mind where he wanted to get back at Luis Gil because his hand is in pain. He tries to steal home. What are you doing, Jackie Robinson? Go back. You just blew that. Like, I never imagined that happening in that moment. And then, of course, they pulled him. But that bailed Luis Gil out. He, like, scurried to the dugout like, yo, they saved me. And after that, I mean, how do you recover from that? It was already 2-0 Yanks. And then the Yankees continue to pour it on. We got to go to break here. 888-808-1019. But Gleyber Torres, I'm not mad at you, buddy. You're doing this Gleyber farewell tour the way that you should. You're going out where fans are looking at you every night saying, this is the Gleyber that we loved. This is the Gleyber that we wish was consistently here. He's doing it. Aaron Judge, when the bases are loaded, when there's runners on, Judge, you don't have to hit it out. You just have to do that. Make them pay. If they're going to pitch to you and there's runners on, drive the runners in. Be that. Austin Wells, same with you, buddy. Like, I'm looking at this Yankee team. I'm like, it's starting to click at the right time again. These guys are hitting. You get 2 RBI from Soto, 4 from Judge, 3 from Wells. Juan Dominguez. I mean, you get Jason Dominguez to get right and hit a homer. And even Oswaldo Cabrera filling in for Anthony Volpe. He gets an RBI as well. It was a good night for the Yankees. And then here comes Marcus Stroman out of the bullpen at the end of the game to get the save. Who would have thought? Who would have thought when we signed Marcus Stroman we'd be in late September and he's coming out of the bullpen to get a save? The Yankees have options. The Yankees have answers. The Yankees have versatility and flexibility, and it's starting to all come together at the right time. They're looking like they're going to win the division. They're looking like they could have the best record in the American League. Good. Good. Let's talk baseball. Mike Golic Jr. will join me around 8:15 to talk some football. I won't be on tomorrow, so we'll lean into the Jets conversation, Giants conversation. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. Call me up. We'll be right back.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/AtBat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
He's homered! Derek Jeter homers to tie the game, and there it is, hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Right back at it on The Fan in New York. KM to 9 p.m., so we've got 2 hours here to talk sports. You guessed it. I opened up talking about Juan Soto and his comments. I just honestly think, like, I'm someone that writes out goals in notebooks, and I think he wrote out a goal coming to the Yankees. Homer in every ballpark before every team can bid on me. And I've heard him so many times talk about the team. I've heard the players on the team talk about him. I've heard Judge talk about him that I'm not so worried about where his mindset is. I don't think his mindset is all me, my free agency, I'm going to make the most money. Look at this. Who else can say they hit a homer in every ballpark before age 26? The price went up. I think it's just, it came out how he had it in his mind from February. Hey, I have the chance to homer in all 30 ballparks before I hit free agency. I want to get that done, and he did. Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, it's a tandem that this year, we've seen them both thrive. Like, we've seen them both have great success. You know, there's a stat floating out there that's actually kind of ridiculous. Aaron Judge leads MLB with 136 RBI, 26 more than anyone else. You know, the great Ohtani is next with 110. So having Juan Soto in front of him, and as the Yankees had multiple leadoff hitters this year, but having Juan Soto in front of him, Judge, who had a down month of April, Judge, who just came out of another slump where he didn't homer for 75 plate appearances, Judge has a ridiculous stat in the first year of Juan Soto batting in front of him.
There's more on that stat. The difference between Judge and Ohtani is the same as the difference between Ohtani and Bryce Harper, who's 32nd on the list. So that's how big a gap it is between one and two.
He's the best. Aaron Judge and Juan Soto, I think they have a relationship. I think that Aaron Judge will have a say in this. I think that when we get there, we get there. Oh, look at this. Dr. Bill, Pompton Plains, first up on The Fan.
Hey, what's going on, my friend?
Not too much. I'm on before you go to bed. It feels pretty good to be in here on before 7 o'clock.
Listen, I'm looking forward to tomorrow night.
And, can't wait. I knew you'd be going. I mean, your brother's running the show, yeah. So you got to come support Kenny.
He's got me as a sponsor. I had to get a goodie bag stuff going on.
Good. I can't wait.
All my high school, all of my students that I teach at high school besides the office, They're like, how do you know Keith McPherson? You even got some heartthrobs with some of these high school girls. What is this, the TikTok thing that they're watching? I'm like, how do you girls know this?
My TikTok.
You know him? And I'm like,
it's not even good.
He's a real person. He's a real person. He's okay.
Yeah, Dr. Bill fixed my back before I went to the All-Star game last year. I'm like, I got to get this straightened out.
So I'm psyched about this because I'm an old school guy. So all the old timers, I mean, Roy White, class act, you know.
Bucky. Bucky's always around. Goose.
Munson there. Bucky, yeah. I mean,
Diana Munson, yes.
Goose is a no filter, fun guy. And, you know, these guys talk about it like it was yesterday. And that's where I want to tie it in with Juan Soto. I want to be naive enough to say that this guy has got to be having the time of his life. And at what point is money not as important as where am I happy? I mean, I'm starting a second career as a high school allied health science teacher at 64 years old.
Mm-hmm.
My buddies are saying, are you crazy? But I'm loving it.
Right.
I mean, it's just like I got more energy. I'm putting in four 12-hour days a week, and I'm loving it. You know, I mean, I did the dad thing. I got, you know, the five kids, two grandkids. I'm watching and loving hearing you as a dad. But I got to think Juan Soto has got to be saying, God, this is where I want to be. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I hope I'm right, and I hope I'm not naive.
No,
but
you're
I hope
right.
That
You can see it. Susan Wallman spoke to it. We can see it. I go to the games, and I see how he comes out and greets everybody from the right field foul pole to the bleachers. I've seen this guy just bask in it and live in it. But he can't say that. There is a leverage play here. There's negotiations that will go on.
Yeah,
he has to say all the right things, such as, I'm going to be a free agent. We know that, but it's just another reminder that, hey, he's going to enter free agency, and you know there's going to be a bidding war for him. And yes, he may like it being a Yankee. He will not come out and say, I have absolutely loved being a Yankee so far this season and can see myself spending the rest of my career here. He will not say that.
Right. That's the business part of it. But I like the fact that you tied in that the relationship he has with Judge. I mean, it'd be like you if you had a partner on your show and you're like, listen, I want to work with this guy. You know, this is where I you know, do I make a decision with my head or my heart? And, you know, you're right. He's going to play the business thing. He's got to. He's got advisors. He's got people that are going to guide him and tell him. But ultimately, hopefully, he's going to say, okay, yeah, but no, this is what I want.
Yeah, if the money is there, of course, Hal Steinbrenner and the Yankees, they have to match it. They can't lowball him and expect Aaron Judge to reel him in. The money's got to be there. But I think if it's a tie between the Mets and the Yankees, he's not going to want to start anew, go and put on a different uniform when he's right here. With Aaron Judge. Dr. Bill, you're the man. I'll see you tomorrow. Appreciate you. 888-808-1019. I just, you know, I heard what Judge said. That's why I played his comments too. Judge is very good with the media, but Judge talking about, you know, the rest of this year and the future, you think every day he's not talking to him? When you guys watch the Yankee games and the bleacher creatures are chanting, re-sign Soto, and Soto, what does he do? Does he look to the creatures first? Does he look up top to Brian Cashman's suite, Hal Steinbrenner's suite? No, he looks at Judge, and they get a little smirk and laugh out of it. Judge is like, I already did what I had to do. I made my money. I'm here. And you already know. You know, so there's a lot to be seen. We're just going to keep speculating. We've been speculating where he's going to go between the Mets and the Yankees since he got traded here, and nobody's going to know until December. 888-808-1019. Lou is in Astoria. Lou, you're on the Fan.
Hey, how you doing, Keith?
Good to hear from you. You've been going to bed. You haven't been staying up for those KM to 2 a.m.
I've been very upset about the media entirely not to actually go ahead and attack people like this guy did call that the Four Fingers, the Soto. Soto came in to play for New York because of a few different things, okay? He has to be nominated for the greatest actor in the history of the game. He came here because of Judge. He knew that if he was going to buy him from a Judge, he's going to promote himself to make the most money, okay? The short porch, okay? It's another thing there, okay? And I just don't understand how can a guy come on, and you defend him anyway, because I think he's going to the Mets anyway. I send you a link where he actually says he went to the Prairie Barber, which is a Dominican guy. I don't know if you ever got it.
Yeah, I know exactly where the barbershop is. I know exactly who Jordan MVP
was. He was going to Queens. He's using the Yankees as the bridge to make the most money, and I hate that. And then these four fingers with Mr. Cole make me sick, okay? Because if he ever did that, he's a Cy Young Award winner, okay? And everybody trying to crush it out, forget about it. If he would have done that when Billy Martin was the manager, he would have went into the dugout, and I guarantee you there'll be a fish fight.
Lou, that's where he got it from. He talked to the manager about doing it. Like, they talked about it together.
He didn't. Even the catcher didn't know about it.
Yeah, before it actually happened in the game, this was something that Aaron Boone and Gerrit Cole spoke about doing beforehand. So the manager had obviously signed off on it, but just didn't know it was going to happen right there. And Boone himself said, I should have stopped it. I should have been more forceful and, hey, not right here. This isn't the spot.
That's what the problem is with today's game, Keith. That's why I'm sick and tired of it.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Sometimes I even watch the Mets because I'm sick and tired. What they did to Dominguez, you know, Jason Dominguez. This kid should have been already playing. They brought him up for one game against a Cy Young Award winner.
Yeah.
Okay? And he struck out and they sent him down that right away. I'm sick and Keith, look. I love to call you. I used to call you almost every day.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sick and tired. Until this settles down.
It's frustrating.
The game comes back. Huh?
It's frustrating. The Yankees will grind your gears. I'm on every night talking about the little things they do.
You're the only one that's on Facebook actually putting, you know, telling like it is. And again, I mean, I'm sick and tired of this. I mean, everybody's just going crazy like that. You know what? Everybody's afraid of Houston Astros. You know, unless Judge, okay, produces in the playoff. That's what my fear is.
They can get beat by anybody. As much as we're talking about the Astros and the American League being open, this team can fold to anybody. We've seen them get beat by anybody this year. Thanks for the call, Lou. Good to hear from you. I mean, I tell it how it is because I'm a fan. I tell it how it is because I got to keep it a bean. I just was looking at Instagram and someone was like, you know, be more like Keith. Keith always has positive comments on the Yankees. I'm like, are you positive about that? I'm the one saying that they piss on your head and tell you it's raining. I'm the one telling you, like, if Clay Holmes is your closer, you must not plan on winning in October. I'm the one telling you, stop it with the loyalty to Alex Verdugo. You called up Duke Ellis? You called up Duke Ellis when Jason Dominguez was waiting in the wings? You said there was no lane for him. You really told us that the roster is a living organism. I keep it a buck because I'm like you. If you're a Yankee fan like me, you just want to win. You want to win the World Series. You want to see a World Series again. You don't care for all the other nonsense in between, dying hard on decision-making and trades. You don't care for them running DJ LeMahieu out there because he, quote-unquote, deserves to play, but you really know it's to get an ROI on that $15 million a year that he's got. And then they run him out there, and he's falling down at first base, having non-competitive at-bats. And then they shut him down, put him on the IL, says he has a lingering hip injury. Oh, so not only was he terrible, he was hurt. 888-808-1019. Now they're starting to do the right things. Now they're rounding into form, rounding into shape again. But I remember filling in for BT and Sal the first game of the National Series I got on, and I said, would you look at this? Nestor Cortez, the bullpen lights out. Judge, Soto, Stanton don't do anything, and the bottom of the order carries. Jazz Chisholm, Austin Wells, look at these guys coming through. I said they were rounding into form and doing things that a championship team should be doing in September. Then they went on to lose that series to the Nationals, lose the next series to the Cardinals, and I said, well, they fooled me. I won't be fooled again. This Yankees team cannot beat themselves. I repeat, this Yankees team is so good on paper with the Juan Sotos, Aaron Judges, Rookie of the Year Austin Wells, guys like Gleyber Torres finally figuring it out, Jazz Chisholm, who was acquired at the trade deadline, a young Jason Dominguez, the Martian, being here, and guys like Luke Weaver and Jake Cousins emerging out of the bullpen, Ian Hamilton coming back. Like, this team has the talent to get to the World Series and win it. They can't beat themselves. In Lakewood, Chris, you're on the Fan in New York. What's up, man?
What's up, Keith? How you doing? I've hung out with you a couple of times back in the day through a mutual friend. He since passed away, but you know I've been trying to get on the radio with you a bunch of times. Like since I heard you start on the Fan, because I know you were on Monmouth Radio. I heard you on Monmouth Radio and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
So I've been a big fan for a long time. You know, and we've actually hung out a couple of times, but I cannot agree with you more on your Yankee takes. Like, you're the only one that's like you know, not real, like you're real on it, but like you know what's going on. You feel how I feel. Like we grew up in the 96, 98, 99. Mm-hmm. We were in the dynasty era, and then we saw these, you know, these rises and falls, and then, you know, the last couple years, you know, the Astros have, you know, we've been there, like they've been our daddies, and
yep.
Like, you know, but the thing is, when I see the playoffs now, I just see, you know, okay, it's got to be just us, because the rest of the American League doesn't scare me at all, you know, but I think it's going to come down to us at the end, and I think we have the antidote to the Astros, and that's Juan Soto, baby. I really think he's, you know, like, I think we're going to come back into form like we were in the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with you. Like they play with us as fans. Like, oh, like they try to make us look like fools. Like, oh, yeah, he's the man who should play and all. And Jason Dominguez shouldn't be on the no, like, we're smart as fans, especially as Yankee fans that have known all this entire time, man. I agree with all your takes, man. I just keep, you know, you're an actual fan. I'm a fan. Like, I only love baseball, and I've only loved the Yankees since I've been growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I can't wait for this postseason, but I'm also definitely scared of this postseason because I don't want to get my heart broken again. Like,
well,
you know,
ready.
Like,
get ready, because that's what we're walking man, into, bro. Like, you got to accept that. Like, you got to accept. Enter at your own risk. Yeah,
my heart's in my throat, but guess what? I'll be there. I'll be cheering. I'll be at the ALCS. If we get there, I'm going to be there cheering. I'm the loudest guy in the stadium. I promise you that. And listen, man, like, I can't wait to be there, but I'm also definitely scared. I get where you're coming
good.
From.
Good, it's a good feeling.
it's going to be a great, great postseason, and I really hope that these two guys, Soto and Judge, really
they have
just
to
blow up.
They have
postseason.
To carry. They have to hit. They have to come
listen,
through. They
like,
got to be clutch.
We're talking about a starting pitching and all this other stuff. Our offense got to come through, and those two men got to bring us. To the promise,
Chris,
man.
Chris, message me on whatever app you use. Let me know what friend in common we have.
I think I have your phone number because, like, I think it says as your contact, whatever. But, like, because, you know, like I said, our mutual friend passed away.
Who is the friend? Who's the friend?
Chris Hinkle.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yeah, and we hung out. We hung out, you know, but I'll message you, man. And listen, man, I can't wait for this postseason. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm real proud of you, man. And, yo, know, I've been listening to you since the beginning. I remember I saw it. I was like, Keith McPherson. I was like,
I had Chris on Monmouth University Radio back in the day. Thanks for the call, Chris from Lakewood. Yeah, wow. Shout out to Eric. Shout out to the Hinkle family. I was just talking to Eric today. The universe never unconnects. I had a post on my Facebook 15 years ago today about how I wanted to drop out of college and rap and put out a mixtape, and I was tired of going to school. And Chris wrote on my Facebook, stay in school. And I sent that picture to his little brother, Eric, and I said, yo, shout out to Chinkies. We used to call him Chinkies. Chris Hinkle, Chinkies. We used to call him Chinkies. I said, shout out to Chinkies. He was right. He told me to stay in school. I dropped out. I went back. And now I'm rapping on 94.7 The Block. It all worked out. 888-808-1019. But back to what Chris was saying about, you know, the fans. You know, Jeter was the one that put out the quote and said, you know, you can't get anything by these fans. Yankees fans are, you know, the mass of us, we're massive. Yankee fans are everywhere. And there's some dumb fans. There's some really smart fans. There's some fans that are casual fans. There's some diehard fans. But there's so many of us in numbers, you can't get anything by us. You cannot pull the wool over our eyes. You can't piss on our head, tell us it's raining. Like, we see through all of this, and when it comes back around, we're like, see, you shouldn't have been playing Josh Donaldson. Why was Aaron Hicks out there so much? Joey Gallo was terrible. Andrew Heaney should have never. We told you guys Gleyber Torres couldn't be the shortstop, and the list goes on. But none of that can happen in October. No shenanigans with Davey Garcia pitching an inning and then J-Hap coming out. No stupid lineups. No stupid decisions taking the ball out of the hand of a guy. Definitely no stupid intentional walks. It's time to lock in, be dialed in, and execute the plan. And at the end of the day, the players have to execute. The bats cannot go cold. It cannot be another October where the Yankees don't hit, where the pitching shows up, but the Yankees are striking out, and we're just looking at the team fold and lose games by a run or two. 888-808-1019. The Mets game is underway. We'll talk a little bit more about the Mets and where they are. Still taking your calls, obviously, on the Yankees, Juan Soto, and everything else. Keith McPherson on the Fan, BRB.
When this happened, you talked about it on the Fan.
Here's Aaron Boone to lead off. His first at bat of the game. There's a fly ball deep to left. It's on its way. There it goes. And the Yankees are going to the World Series.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Right back at it on the Fan, you know that. This show will be over in like 90 minutes. This is Keith McPherson, your nighttime host. Usually I'm coming on like 11:30, 12, but the Yankees are out west looking to clinch a postseason berth. Let's read the lineup and then we'll go back to your calls at 888-808-1019. I know people are worried about Giancarlo Stanton not being in the lineup. I don't want to read too much into that. I just think that it's a matchup thing, or a late in the season thing, or giving Judge some rest thing, or the fact that I was alluding to before, Brian Cashman saying there was no lane for Jason Dominguez. Well, do not take Jason Dominguez out of the lineup the day after he homers. Like, don't do that. Like, that's how, like, how many times you see the Yankees cool a guy off? I mean, they did that with Verdugo homers. They take him out of the lineup the next day. Whatever, it is what it is. Leading off, Gleyber Torres playing second base, batting second, the generational Juan Soto in right field. Batting third, Aaron Judge, the DH. Batting fourth, Austin Wells, catching. Batting fifth, Jazz Chisholm Jr., playing third. Batting sixth, Jason Dominguez in center field. Batting seventh, Anthony Rizzo at first base. Batting eighth, Anthony Volpe is back in the lineup, your shortstop. Batting ninth is Alex Verdugo in left field. Nasty Nestor on the mound in Seattle, a former Mariner back in T-Mobile Park looking to continue doing what he does and proving a lot of people wrong. So 888-808-1019. I'm very interested to see the postseason roster. I'm very interested to see how the Yankees line up their pitching. I really do hope that they get the bye because I think that's going to help them do so. Let's go to DJ in East Brunswick. Thanks for holding, DJ. You're on the Fan.
What's going on, Keith? How are you, brother?
I'm good.
How about them Cowboys, baby?
Check back with me. Check back with me.
I'll check back Monday.
Yeah.
All right, I just wanted to make one quick point. Now, I get it. Aaron Judge right now, past 2 years, phenomenal year hitting. It's just out of this world. But I do believe that Ohtani is the greatest baseball player in baseball right now. Yes, we can disregard this year because he didn't pitch. But next year when he comes back and pitches and does what he's doing this year to somewhat of an effect, you can't crown anybody else but him the king of baseball.
I mean, he's going to win the National League MVP. They won't even allow Francisco Lindor into the conversation. Thanks for the call, DJ. Judge is going to win the American League MVP. Bobby Witt Jr. was never really in the conversation. But I'll say this. You know, they're flirting with the idea of Ohtani coming back and pitching out of the bullpen in October. Maybe. We can't say that a guy is the best player in the game if he's not doing what made him the best player in the game. Just look at him as a DH with these numbers. Judge is playing center field. He's not playing center field as of late. It's late in the season. They have young Jason Dominguez with fresh legs that hasn't been running around all year to do that. How about Judge robbing home runs, doubling guys up, Judge being the captain of the New York Yankees? It's a different kind of thing playing for the New York Yankees. I know there's pressure with the Dodgers, but how many times do I have to say Ohtani is Kevin Durant joining the Warriors? He just joined a ready-made team. Judge has been carrying the Yankees, and he's had some help with Juan Soto. So, I don't know. For what my money's worth, I'd rather pay to see Aaron Judge play than to see Shohei Ohtani DH. Judge is going to play center field, make plays, throw guys out, rob home runs, and then he's going to have games where he hits moonshot home runs, where he can have multiple home runs, and he's the captain and the leader of the New York Yankees. Ohtani I'm just not an Ohtani guy. I'm the captain of the Ohtani Hater Club. Mark is in Middletown, New Jersey on the fan. What's up, Mark?
Gee, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Yeah, kind of just went into my point right here. I mean, you know, I mean, listen, I get it. Bobby Witt, other than Salvatore Perez, and I mean, some of their pitchers who the Yankees just played, I mean, you really can't name anyone. Bobby Witt, and he's one of those guys, if you really break down the numbers, as the game gets later and later, he hits a lot better, especially late in games. He's probably only got that edge over Judge, other than speed. But other than that, Judge is the MVP. But, you know, I think we're all waiting for it right now. And there is no pressure on Soto because Soto's going to get his money. He's already won a World Series. But Judge is 17 for his last 104 in the postseason. I want nothing more, and I'm sure you do too, and every other Yankee fan, to see this guy break out in the postseason and just do his thing and lead the Yankees
there's no other
where
choice.
They haven't been.
There's no other alternative. He can't slump. He can't not hit. He can't continue to be the, you know, 211 hitter. Thanks for the call, Mark. Sorry, you're just breaking up there. There's no other choice. You have Juan Soto with you now. You have a Batman to your Robin or a Superman to your Batman. Don't they do the whole Superman thing with the celebration and the crown and the Superman? There is no other choice but for Aaron Judge to show up in this postseason, assuming they pitch to him. And I think they will. I expect them to. Judge and Soto have to carry. It can't be Judge and Soto going quiet, and then we're expecting Jazz to come through. We're expecting Austin Wells to come through or Rizzo to come through. No. And Glaber's been pretty solid at the top, too. So it has to be Juan Soto and Judge. And I think Juan Soto, he doesn't fold under any pressure. He's postseason proven. He's a World Series champion. He relishes that. I mean, the last caller, Chris, was talking about how that will be the catalyst to beating the Astros this time around, because Juan Soto, when he's in Houston, when he sees the Astros, he turns it up. He did it for the Nationals. He did it in the beginning of this year. But, yeah, no, I don't even want to think about Judge slumping, because it just will add to the narrative of how can he be an all-time great? How can you say he's the best player you've ever seen when he doesn't do it in October? 888-808-1019. I'll say this about Judge. Earlier in the season, I was calling him the silencer because everybody was doubting him. I didn't doubt him, but I thought he was hurt coming from the toe, which nobody talks about his toe anymore. He literally ran into the wall, destroyed his toe. Nobody talks about it anymore. He had the oblique injury. Nobody's saying anything about that. But when he was spring beat up in March and slumping in April, I'm like, he's got to be hurt. Where is the guy that hits the moonshots? Where is all rise? Here comes the Judge. And he silenced all his critics there. He goes into a slump here. They're talking about Paw Patrol, it being the Paw Patrol slump because he was on the kids show. He ends that. So I think this is the postseason, right? Now he's signed, right? Now he's got all the money. He's $40 million a year player now for the last 2 years. Now he's the captain of the Yankees. Now he has Juan Soto. There is no other option but Aaron Judge hitting in October and propelling the Yankees, which you saw last night. Oh, runners on, Judge comes up, he drives him in. Runners on again, Judge comes up, he drives him in. It doesn't have to be home runs, but he has to cash in when they pitch to him and there's runners in scoring position. In Connecticut, Matt, you're on the fan. Go for it, bro.
What's up, Keith? How's it going?
Good, good. Watching the Mets.
What's the score on that watch?
0-0. Top of the second here. They're about to review the play at first, but it looks like they're going to get out of it. Jose Iglesias making plays.
We'll see if they're going to. I have a feeling they're going to pull it out. You know, I'm not a Mets fan. I'm a Yankee fan, but
yeah, I'm not a Mets fan either. But I would like to see them see this season all the way through and get a postseason spot. Baseball was missing New York last year on both sides.
Same. Yep. No, I just want to say, all right, because I heard you talk, I think last week or the week before, about how them Cowboys, which you can't trust, can never trust.
I tried to tell
y'all. You know, I'm a Giants fan.
They're fraudulent.
You know, I laughed about that Saints. I don't know if the Saints are for real or, you know what I'm saying? I'm a Giants fan, like I said, but
it's twofold.
I don't know if
I'll say this.
What's going on with
the Cowboys, as soon as you crown them, they start to smell themselves too much.
Right.
And then they come into the home opener and they absolutely fold because everybody put them on as, oh, they beat the Browns and Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
This might be the year. No, everybody pump your brakes. They don't have a running back.
But I know
their defense has hold.
You were talking about it even before that. You're like, no,
because
no.
I follow them. Unfortunately, I follow them.
Right.
And Jerry Jones thinks the magic elixir is we'll sign CeeDee Lamb 2 weeks before the season, and then the day of the first game, we'll sign Dak Prescott, and that'll fix everything. No, fix your roster. Yeah. And now you're going to have issues fixing your roster because how much money you cost yourself paying your players late. I try not to talk about the Dallas Cowboys. They're a complete fraudulent operation.
I hear you. But, hey, I'm a Giants fan, and I ain't too happy right now. But the second week, all right, I got to say, all right, a lot of people said, you know, obviously the defense didn't get any stops, no punts or anything, but they did get 5 sacks. They did keep them in the game. You know,
or some touchdowns.
There was a little improvement with Daniel Jones.
Mm-hmm. Malik Nabers is for real. He's going to be like that for a long time.
Yep. I know he dropped that pass. I was so
good.
Mad he
learn
that
from
pet.
It.
Believe me.
He's going to be on everything now. He's going to be locked in.
Yep. I believe so. But I just want to talk about the playoffs with Soto and Judge, man. You think they're going to come through? You know, and keep this role.
Yeah, I think right now, what I just think because, like in a weird way, they have each other. Like because they have each other, Judge is not alone. And because, you know, Soto even said earlier in the year, because he has the experience, he talked about, like, it takes more than two guys to win a World Series. They have other guys in the lineup, and Soto was on a team with, like, come on. They had Anthony Rendon come through in that run. They had Trey Turner come through in that run. They had the pitching come through in that run. Like, he was not alone on that Nationals team that got it done, and he understands,
I got one more thing to throw to you about the bullpen for the Yankees situation. What do you think we're going into? I mean, I could see Luis, right? We got Cole, Luis. I'm gonna say Rodon.
Yeah, but then because of Rodon's contract, he's gonna get a start in October. That's what he signed up for. Yeah.
And I mean, he's dominated the last couple.
And
weeks,
I have no gripes about it. I mean, as long as he's the better version of himself, he has the stuff. Right. It should play. 15 wins is a good season for him. So much was depending on him, right? How many people told you this season depends on what version of Carlos Rodon the Yankees get?
Yep. What do you think about the bullpen start with?
They have plenty of options in the bullpen.
No, who just went in the bullpen last week?
Marcus Stroman.
Yeah, Stroman.
Or Nestor coming out to do the piggyback with Clark Schmidt.
Yep.
Nestor starting tonight, and Nestor was vocal about some things, and I think he has the right to be. I actually don't mind Nestor getting the ball because he's a competitor, and I think he's an option. But he's an option out of the bullpen. The guy will do whatever they ask of him because he wants to win. Let's see how Clark Schmidt keeps coming along, but I just don't think it's enough of a runway to give Clark Schmidt the ball in the postseason. I think he can be a weapon out of the bullpen. He's done it before. Wasn't so great in 2022 when he did it, but at least the Yankees have answers. They have options. They have ways to go about this thing.
Especially Hamilton coming back now.
Ian Hamilton, Luke Weaver, Tommy Canley, Jake Cousins, and I just pray for Clay. Do not put him in a game with a lead. Do not put him in a situation where he can blow it, and then we blame it on him, and then we, in turn, blame the Yankees for not learning from, the 12 blown saves all year.
That's right. Yep. Nope. Great conversation, Keith. Keep it up, man. You're doing a great job.
Thanks for the call, Matt. 888-808-1019. Rami, can I sneak another call in before we go to break? Let's go to Matthew in the BX where the Yanks play. What's up, Matt?
Yo, what up, Keith?
You know, in here.
Keith, I brought to see attention once before, maybe like a month ago, and I heard you talk a little earlier about locking in for the postseason. But I want all Yankee fans to understand if we're going to lock in for the postseason, there's one decision we're going to have to make very soon, and that is limiting the at-bats of Anthony Volpe.
I think it's begun.
He's in the bottom of the lineup now already. As you said, it's begun, but in October, it's going to be even less. Oswaldo Cabrera just has a lot of pop in his bat at this point. Yankee fans are going to have to start getting used to that this guy may not be it. And if in October he's not playing, he's trade bait this offseason.
Yikes. I would say thanks for the call, Matt, but I'm a Volpe guy. I'm a Jersey guy. I'm rooting for that young 23-year-old kid to become the major league version of himself that so many people thought he could be, think he could be. I had the thought yesterday, maybe they need to let him change his number back to 77. That's the number he wanted. Say that again.
Is the caller wrong?
No, the caller's not wrong. I'm about to read this damning stat that Chris Kirchner put out that made me say, wow. No matter how much you might love the kid, because he's one of us from the area, grew up a Yankee fan, he's the first guy out of the dugout screaming and yelling when Judge hits the grand slam. Anthony Volpe is all of us, but he's the shortstop of the New York Yankees. This is a championship-caliber team that could win the World Series. And as good as his glove has been, you know, as good of a kid as he is, Chris Kirchner writes, there have been 153 Yankees who have amassed 1,200 plate appearances in franchise history. Here's where Anthony Volpe ranks. Out of 153, he's 151st in batting average with a .229 batting average. Out of 153, he's 149th in on-base percentage. .289, it's not good. Out of 153, he's 135th in OPS. A .665 OPS. Chris Kirchner writes, this isn't the player the Yankees thought he'd be, and it's clear changes to his approach are once again necessary in the offseason. I am rooting for this kid tonight. They tried to make him the leadoff hitter. I've been very vocal about the Yankees not doing right by him. His development was altered by the COVID season. It altered a lot of guys' developments. But he was drafted with guys like Bobby Witt Jr. and Gunnar Henderson, who are stars in the league. And the Yankees having him come up last year where they said, hey, you win the job in spring training. It's your job. We're not sending you down. We're going to ride with you the whole way. Well, that happened in one of the worst seasons Yankee fans of my age have ever seen. An 82-80 season, and it's like, that can't continue.
You think if they were competitive last year, they would have sent him down at one point?
They might have had to look at it, but you know what they were doing last year? All right, kid, you're going to bat ninth. All right, kid, you're going to lead off. All right, kid, you're going to bat seventh. You're going to bat sixth. That's where, you know, I spoke about this season, how disappointed I was. And, you know, Aaron Boone cleared this up. Shout out to Booney. I know Booney listens to my show. He told John Boy and Jake so much on Talking Yanks. He said, you know, Keith McPherson always talks about how we said, you know, we project in 10 years Anthony Volpe will be this leadoff hitter or whatever. And I'm like, well, what it was that upset me was that you made those remarks about in 10 years he would develop and be this leadoff hitter for the New York Yankees or wherever he may be, that's what he projects to be. What I was upset with is you made it seem like you were kicking the can down the road and you were going to ask that of him. And then the next day against the Marlins, he's leading off. And you cooled him off. Because if we all remember in the beginning of the season when the Yankees started so hot, I was looking at Fangraphs. I don't even go on Fangraphs. I'm not a baseball nerd like that. But I remember I was putting together something for a Bleacher Report stream, and I'm like, Volpe's numbers are next to Mookie Betts. Volpe in the beginning of the season was playing like Mookie Betts. It's in there somewhere. His plate discipline was so different, right? He was spitting on pitches. And then when they gave him one that he liked, he was hitting them out. Or he was driving them. Where is that? The Yankees have to get that out of him. The Yankees need to find that. The Yankees need to work with that young man. And I'm sure the weight of the world is on his shoulders. Like I said, he's one of us. He grew up watching the Yankees. He grew up rooting for the Yankees. His family bringing him to the stadium. Yesterday, I talked about watching the Yankees lose to the Houston Astros. And I said I was in the perfect suite, Andrew Levy suite. I texted Andrew yesterday. I'm like, I think Volpe was in the suite in 2022. I watched the Yankees lose the game 3 to the Houston Astros. Anthony Volpe didn't sit down because he wanted to be on the field. The kid wants to help. He wants to win more than any of us want to win because he can actually affect winning. But he got a little bit of a reset here. I'm hoping we get the bye week so he can work on some things more. Austin Wells, maybe you guys got to sit down and get some of Volpe's aunt's chicken parm again. Go back to the drawing board. It's time, fellas. It's winning time. 888-808-1019. Taking your calls on the Fan. In a half hour, Mike Golic Jr. will join me to talk a little bit of football, but we'll take this break. We'll come back, and in the next half hour, we'll continue on. I see some of you guys want to lean in on me being an Ohtani hater. I don't care. We can do that. I've been an Ohtani hater since he won Rookie of the Year over Miguel Andujar. Some of you want to continue to talk Judge and now Volpe. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center,
keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Coming right back.
Stuck in traffic and need to vent? Dial the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Okay. Let me see if I can get a couple calls in here before we go to break. Wednesday night, still 0-0 in Citi Field, and the Yankees are coming up. Stay right here for Yankee coverage on The Fan at 9 o'clock. This is Keith McPherson, your nighttime host. I was talking about everything from Juan Soto's comments about, you know, homering in every ballpark before free agency. Judge talking about looking forward to seeing Soto do more of that this year and beyond. There's a conversation now around Anthony Volpe. Nobody can deny it. Nobody can hide it. He struggled and, you know, he got a rest day yesterday. We'll see him back in the lineup today. There's also conversations around the postseason and guys performing in the postseason and what they have to do. And, yeah, we'll go there and we'll go back to the phone. Let's go to Ocean Township, the OT, Big Red Country. Produce me. Jack, what's up, man? You're on The Fan.
Yo, man, Keith, what's up, man? Go Spartans.
Go Spartans.
So I originally called in about Judge, but now I want to touch on just everything you were just saying about Volpe. I think if, you know, people are talking about trade bait, this and that, you know, you send them down, whatever. I think at this point, the Yankees, you know, you could talk about lineup construction. You could talk about making huge mistakes and just not answering to the fans for it at all night long. If they're willing to trot somebody like DJ LeMahieu out night after night, who contributes zero, nothing offensively or defensively, just to get a return on investment, I can't even begin to articulate how ridiculous they would look if they did anything.
That's not a real conversation about trading Anthony Volpe. They didn't trade Anthony Volpe when they could have gotten Luis Castillo, right? They didn't trade Anthony Volpe in 2022 when they had a team that went to the ALCS. They didn't trade Anthony Volpe all of these years. Like, they didn't sign shortstops like Carlos Correa.
Exactly.
Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because they had Anthony Volpe, they're not giving up on him. Corey Seager.
No, and you can't. You know what? Because everything you were saying earlier about he's homegrown, you know, the contributions he was making early in the season. He's streaky, and he plays great defense, but that's just what you're getting with this guy. Give him another year, you know, let him keep developing spring training, you know, this and that. You're not getting rid of him.
It
would look ridiculous. I mean,
it takes two to tango. It's a two-person dance here between the Yankees' development and what Volpe has to do to get right. I'll say this. I was just talking to, as I see C.J. Abrams on the screen, I was just talking to Rami about this Team USA that had C.J. Abrams, Corbin Carroll, Gunnar Henderson, and Bobby Witt Jr. Volpe was on that team, and he was a star of that team. He was arguably the best player on that team. He was a surefire prospect. He could have went to Vanderbilt. He had offers from the top baseball schools in the country. It's in there. We've seen it time to time. They have to get it out of him on a consistent basis. It'll come.
Yeah. I mean, look, and you're looking at a guy who, I mean, Judge, obviously, face of the franchise, face of the, you know, American League, but this is, I mean, this guy is right there in the running. He's very widely loved. He's a, you know.
Took Judge a while. Judge didn't burst on the scene and become who he was till he's 26. Volpe's got another 3 years, I guess.
Exactly. So you got to develop him. Now, so talking about Judge, you know, it brought to mind, you're talking about he's probably, I mean, he's definitely winning AL MVP. He hasn't been able to get it done in the postseason. The first thing I thought of this whole conversation, Lamar Jackson, right? Contract resets the market, you know, a player in the regular season is able to, you know, play hero ball, get the team to the postseason, wheels completely fall off.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the end of that thought, but I was wondering if you could think of anybody else that that really applies to, because I feel like there's a lot of stories like that. Just, you know, that's the first one that comes to mind. You know, people like that.
Clayton Kershaw was always talked about not showing up in the postseason, but he was able to get a, you know, ring in the 60-game season. So I guess that, you know, monkey is off his back. Rami's pointing right now. Thanks for the call, Jack. OT rep. Rami's pointing to this 13 banner that hangs in here for some reason that Alex Rodriguez is one of those guys. But I just, you know, Alex Rodriguez on, you know, in 2009 in the ALCS and the Worlds, it's just, you can't really put him in there. Judge still has a lot of season left.
Well, that's the point.
Or a lot of career left to get to the postseason and do it. I think the Lamar Jackson comp is fair because both of them had prove-it seasons, bet on myself, prove-it seasons, where they cashed out. Judge is about to be a two-time MVP. Lamar is a two-time MVP. Lamar, in the postseason, as we saw last year, couldn't get it done against the Chiefs, couldn't get it done against the Chargers 1 year, couldn't get it done, but has these ridiculous highlights and offensive performances in the regular season. But when it matters the most, it's not enough to win. Football is a way different sport than baseball as far as play calling and guys around you. But yeah, that's it. And if you know it and I know it, Judge knows it. Judge has been a silencer. Judge knows he has to perform in this postseason. 888-808-1019. Again, Mike Golic Jr. is supposed to join me at around 8:15 so we can start talking football. So if you have any football takes, call with those now. Still taking calls on Anthony Volpe now, Aaron Judge now, Ohtani haters or Ohtani defenders, I guess, are on the line. Keep McPherson on the fan. We'll be right back.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.